Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 through 16a. The Reverend Mark Kessling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
We continue with our reading for today from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul writes, "We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does the believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is with us in truth and love. Amen. In discussing ministry with young people, we often talk about the importance and building capacity for having difficult conversations and spiritual conversations. When you consider the challenges of our sinful self and a world darkened by sin and our finite knowledge and resources, we all know that life is full of difficult, but hopefully fruitful, conversations. In preparing for difficult spiritual conversations, it's not if such conversations will be necessary, but rather we try to be prepared for when life's experience will bring up situations and topics that will bring questions, uncertainty, and sometimes doubt. We encourage Christians to increase their capacity to have difficult conversations so that the light of God's truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ may be known and take root, or that faith and love will increase. These exchanges provide opportunities to convey truth and face a false, dangerous, and sometimes complicated philosophies of the world. These dialogues convey truth and love, responding to hard questions that can be asked about life and vocation. These episodes may mean confronting behavior in the lives of another person, and these talks may mean saying, "I am sorry," when someone has been wronged. These conversations happen with young people, between pastors and church workers. Parents convey their love to children as they pass the faith on to the next generation. Caring adults invested in young people provide their wisdom and care out of response to the love Jesus shows them. And young people also increase their capacity and knowledge to have important conversation with fellow peers so that they may be comforted with the light of the gospel. Much of 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul models how to step into difficult situations and have Christ-centered conversations and correspondence. As Paul writes in our text, he and Timothy had spoken freely with them, and he states that their heart is wide open out of response to the gospel and Jesus' love for the church in Corinth. Throughout his letters to the Corinthians, Paul writes of Jesus' love for them on the basis of Paul's relentless prayers, his longing to be with them, the desire to share the gospel, and through that he faces all sorts of hardships and persecution, and yet still has willingness to have difficult conversations about sin in the church and the challenges these Christians face in their context. Paul addresses many of the challenges the Christian church faced in Roman Corinth. Paul addressed the divided and struggling congregation. Sexual and moral sin abounded in the city. The people of Corinth had a plethora of religious, superstitious, and philosophical beliefs that they could follow or believe. And in the two letters, Paul addresses many sinful situations and also gave wisdom and encouragement for Christians to live as they interact with non-believers. These interactions were very personal in their homes, in their neighborhoods, and in the marketplace. And consistent with other believers, Christians in Corinth were in the world, but not of the world. This created some difficult situations and along the way missteps and also opportunities to learn and respond and live as God intended. But Paul is clear. On spiritual matters, there is no compromise. Paul writes that the Christian is not to be yoked with the unbeliever when it comes to the matters of Christ, faith, and our spiritual lives. We stand on the truth of God's word. We rely on the promises and love of Jesus, In that there is no compromise. We find comfort in Christ alone and his work of salvation on the cross and the hope of the empty tomb. Paul warns, there is no compromise of this gospel. The light of the gospel of Jesus is the one thing that can bring comfort and healing to the congregation. The light of the gospel that empowers their witness is that same that brings that comfort, and to that that they can witness to Jesus and his truth. The light empowers their witness in the face of darkness so that others would know the gospel. And by God's grace, Clement of Rome wrote at the end of the first century that God had kept the congregation together and living. And it was the same light that kept Paul from losing heart in his work as a missionary. And Jesus strengthened his heart in the gospel that he would not despair. Our hymn that we're going to sing today points us to pray for those who share the light of gospel and the people on our heart who may not believe or struggle with unbelief. We pray for encouragement of our missionaries who reach those who seem far off from the gospel, that they may find a home in the church. We pray for those who are darkened by the philosophies of the world. We pray that Christ-centered, caring people in their lives may confess the gospel and show them Christ's love and mercy in word and deed. We pray for those who are baptized and once confessed the truth, but now walk in darkness. We pray for God's powerful Spirit to work mightily in their life, that they may confess their sin and receive forgiveness. We pray for those who have tumultuous relationships with the church or Christians. May their hearts be softened by the gospel and find a loving, forgiving community. And we pray for ourselves that in our vocations, we may have an open heart and be given the right words to say and confess Christ and express Christ's mercy and love for others. May we grow in our capacity to have conversations with others that they may bring comfort, even though the conversations may be uncomfortable. May those conversations be rooted in the gospel and our love for fellow Christians, for family members, and our neighbor. May we speak to Christians who need comfort in trying times. And may that God of all comfort grant us strength and power to confess his truth and love. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.